Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, it's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah.
We're back again. Last week, you were gone.
I was.
Because it was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks, man.
We were trying. Nobody really knows how old you actually are. We were just guessing. We're taking guesses. We don't really know. I guess 56.
That's not too far off.
Is that close?
Yeah, okay. Somewhere around there.
That's what I figured. This week, Kevin's gone because he had some family stuff to take care of. He had a death in the family. His uncle passed away, so he's down in Oregon, hanging with them. So yeah, if you got one, tip your hat, tip your glass to Kevin and his family.
No, that's it's always a bummer when a family member passes away, but it's kind of weird. It's nice how it gets everybody together, you know? I mean, it's nice to see all the family members.
Most of the
and things
time,
like
it's
that.
Nice. Yeah.
Sometimes. Well, occasionally. I guess it kind of depends on what your family's like and who's in the family.
When emotions start flowing, and sometimes if alcohol is included. At least that's just my family. That's all I can speak to.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, anyway. So, what's been going on with you this week in your 56th year on this planet?
Nothing much, man. You know, I've been kind of busy. I slammed, week before last, I slammed my ankle in one of my studio doors, and that's it's a 320 pound door, so we're not talking about like a normal household door. And I was just not with it first thing in the morning. Was a little, like pulled the door shut, was a little clumsy getting my foot out of there, and it
what's in the way?
Yeah, it smacked my foot right where the top of the shoe hits the heel, like right in the Achilles tendon.
Oh no. Like on the back of your foot?
Oh yeah. So I went down, man. I was seeing stars for a second there. It really, I thought I'd snapped something for a minute or two.
Sounds terrible.
It was awful. So yeah, I still got a kind of a chunk taken out of there, so shoes haven't been fun. I've been
How
kinda,
did you do that? You were just
just not with it, man. I am not.
I bet you're never
gonna
do that again.
I damn straight. Dude, it's been hurting like a mother F.
Dude, you can smash someone's head like a watermelon in one of those things.
You could really, really hurt somebody, man.
Break someone's arm off.
Yeah, man. You know,
that's terrifying.
My buddy Dave, one of his friends is really high up I can't remember what martial arts, but he does MMA, and this guy was refusing to tap out, and he had an arm bar in the game. He's like, dude, I'm going to break your arm if you don't tap out. And the guy was like, fucking do it. I'll never tap out. And I was like, all right. And he snapped
Snapperoo.
And
I bet he tapped after that.
Well, you know, Dave asked him, he was like, well, you know, what's it feel like to actually break someone's bones with your bare hands? Like, what's the sensation? He goes, well, have you ever taken a whole bunch of pasta, like all the pasta in the box, and snapped it in half? He says it's the exact same sensation.
I think I'm going to go throw up.
Yeah, man. So next time you're making spaghetti, you can feel like a badass.
I just broke y'all.
Yeah, what's new with you, man?
Oh, man, just chilling at my house trying to clean it up. I don't know. It's been dirty as f***. So I've been trying to clean my house, as boring as that is.
You know, it's not too bad. I just made my list of things that need to be accomplished around the house.
Yep. I got to winterize my house, basically.
Oof.
I got to, take care of my garden that's all full of shit. that I didn't like, that I grew but didn't like eat or do anything with. There's still like a fat fucking watermelon just chilling there. Like, somebody stole my pumpkins. I think I already went on a fucking tirade about that.
Somebody stole your pumps? That sucks.
Somebody stole my pumpkins out of my fucking garden. So it's not like, and this is what I said before, if they would have been on my front porch or whatever, I would have been like, all right, fine, whatever. But somebody like came in my fucking yard and took my shit.
Yeah.
They like cut it off the vine and like walked away with it. So I just feel a little fucking violated, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally understandable. How big did they get before they got...
They were big, man. They were like beach balls.
Because I remember you being...
They were fucking huge.
I remember a couple months ago, you were stoked to grow some pumpkins.
Right, well, the reason...
You were really
like,
pumped about it.
And the other reason, the only real reason I give a shit is because I was out there in the 90 degree heat, like watering these fucking things.
Yeah.
All summer.
Yeah.
And well, paying for the fucking water bill for the whole garden, too.
Yeah, man, that's a bummer.
And then I went to QFC later in the day, and there were, like, pumpkins sitting in front of the store for, like, $2.99. I was like, couldn't you just fucking go buy one?
Or you had steal to, like, one if you...
Yeah.
Wait until
pick one
nighttime.
Up and run away.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to come in my fucking yard and take this, like... I don't know. Feels like someone just, like, flicked me in the nutsack, you know?
Just not a swift kick, just like a little...
Just a... Yeah, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Bummer, man.
So there's that. I also need to get my car fixed. Did I ever tell you the story about I was driving home from metal shop at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning about 6 months ago during the summer?
Mm-hmm.
And the undercarriage piece of plastic that protects your engine casing from like the elements underneath my car broke off, flew up underneath my car, got caught in the wheel well, and was slapping against the side of my car as I'm driving 70 miles an hour down the freeway. So I need to get that replaced before like my engine gets up because it's starting to rain
a lot. That sounds like something out of a movie, you know, like the...
It was like a straight Dumb and Dumber thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like the guy, the hero's driving the car and just random pieces falling.
So off, I had this I had this dilemma, and I'm like, okay, do I stop on the freeway at 3 in the morning when I'm the only car guaranteed to get pulled over by a state trooper? Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Because there's no one else in the road, and I'm like standing there. First thing you do is like, I'm bored as shit. He pulled me over. So I just grabbed it out the side window and just kept going. I only had like 2 miles left before I got back to my house. And then I had to go home and cut it off with a saw.
That's a bold move, man.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Desperate times.
You gotta make your own rules in this world. Goddamn right.
Man.
Let's see. Political shit has been pretty hilarious recently.
Still avoiding it like the plague.
It's awesome.
I can't deal.
I have, like, every channel in the world, because I have, like, the ultimate cable package or whatever. And so I was flipping through the stuff, and one of the channels said Donald Trump press conference or something, and it was on C-SPAN. And I'm a political guy, but I've never watched C-SPAN before in my life. And it's an unedited, and, like, in the middle of his speech, Trump, like, dropped two hard S-bombs, like, in the middle of his presidential stump speech. He was like, yeah, that's all a bunch of political bullshit. And everyone's like, ooh. And then he said it again later, and it was weird, like very disingenuous and like non-presidential. And I was just like, is anybody going to care about that? Probably not.
It kind of seems like the awkward substitute teacher that's a little young and like cusses in class in high school to kind of get the kids are like,
he's cool.
He said
what's on his mind, man. He's one of us. But now it's at the point where I think he's testing the boundaries of saying like, I can literally say anything and it won't matter. Just a curious thing that I noted earlier today. So that's weird.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, man. I'm worried about what's going to happen with this next election. It's a circus, man. And, you know, presidential elections are always a bit of a... kind of a hoopla and a bit of a circus. But this one in particular is just really... It's just bizarre.
There's a lot... there's less than a year. About a year until the election.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, when there's still 17 people running for president on Republican and Democratic side, CNN's hosting the first Democratic debate on the 13th or the 14th of October. So that's going to be Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and a couple of the other Lissig and one of the other two guys that are running also that I've never even heard of. So we'll find out.
We'll see how it happens.
I'm very curious to see if they're just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we f***ing serious right now? As a country, this is crazy.
Yeah. So. You know, I mean, the news channels just have not been helping much of anything. Well, they never really do. Have you been keeping up what happened with the shooting recently?
Which one?
There was,
which is a weird question to ask, but which one?
I wasn't aware there was.
I mean, the last one that we talked about, or I don't even know if we talked about it, was the guy who walked up on the camera crew and shot them, and then there was the one a couple days ago.
I was talking about the one
at the college in Oregon.
In
Portland down there.
That's the one I was referring to. The CNN showed this clip of the chief of police stating, "We are not going to release the suspect's name."
Right.
We don't want to give him the limelight that he obviously wants.
Show his picture.
Nothing, which is fantastic. I thought that was awesome.
I thought that was really, really awesome.
And then he gets done with that speech, and immediately it flashes over to the blonde CNN correspondent in the skimpy dress and just going, "Well, we've recently uncovered the suspect's actual name.
Here's his address.
Here's his picture. It looks like he grew up in this town, went to this school, and like whole biography of the guy and all this all this stuff." And you're just sitting there just like, dude, come on.
Yeah. At this point, it's coming down to the kind of thing where I feel like people are doing this to reach this, like, fame, attention-requiring attitude that we have in America. And then a lot of the things that they've been saying, like, why is this only happening in this country? Mm-hmm. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Just the general attitude of American people, and you know,
yeah,
and the way we all are. And I was talking to somebody on Facebook about it, and I think one of the only solutions that we can do, dude, is to just learn to treat people better.
Yeah,
from the top down, you know.
Yeah,
actually act like you give a shit about another person, because you never know if like somebody's on the verge of snapping and you walk up and give them a compliment and be like, "Hey, I haven't seen you for a long time. Yeah. Nice to see you." You might have just averted a crisis just by doing simple things like that.
Yeah.
You know, just be a better person in general.
Man, last time I was having just kind of a bummer week, just a lot of really gnarly stuff went down that I didn't want to deal with. I was stressed out. I was sitting down on Capitol Hill, grabbing a slice of pizza, middle of the afternoon. This girl I had only seen at a couple of shows, can't remember her name to save my life, but walked up just like, "Oh, hey, how's it going? You know, you're looking really good today. Like, keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
babe. You're rocking out." I was like, "Oh, well, thanks." And, you know, it wasn't meant as, like, you know,
"Your dick looks really good today, Ryan.
Yeah.
I want to suck it."
Yeah, nothing like that. But just that little compliment, just big self-esteem boost for the rest of the day. Kind of, you know, made my day.
Right. Yeah, you just never know, man.
Didn't snap and start punching people.
You're like, "What do you say? You said I look good? I'll f*** you up. I don't look good."
But yeah, man, I think it's, you know, it's really nice to give out those little compliments every now and then. It feels great to receive them, man.
It's true. It's good for you. It's good for the soul.
Yeah.
I guess we should all be better people, just in general. Yeah. That, breaking news, we should not suck as humans anymore. That, advice from the Pope. Advice from Gandhi. Do unto others. Anyway, so there's a couple decent news stories this week. Let's start by talking about one of the huge metal cruises that has been able to actually keep going. I think this is, how many years? 5-6 years they've been doing?
Something like
70,000 tons of metal?
And I remember going on the very first one of these things, and it was a blast. That was one of the best vacations I've ever had. It was so much fun.
I need
fun.
To do it, man.
And they're great.
I need to get the out of here.
But now that there's a couple of other metal cruises going around, I like that they've added the original to the logo. So it says 70,000 tons of metal, and then
the original metal heavy. Because the rest of you biter ass bitches. Although
anyway,
I would have gone on that Motorhead cruise. That looked pretty fun.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, they've recently released the full lineup of all the bands.
There's 20 bands left to be revealed,
there's still 20 more. This list is huge.
And they're adding more, like 4 or 5 more every week. They're like drawing it out. Read it off, man.
All right, we've got Ancient Rites, At the Gates, Aurora Noir, Belphegor, Bloodbath,
nice.
Church Aggron, Children of Bodom, Cradle of Filth, Delane, Dragon Force, Epica, Firewind, Flesh God Apocalypse, Gamma Ray, Hammerfall, Holy Moses, Iced Earth, Insomnium, Curisian, Lacuna Coil, Manila Road, Moonspell, My Dying Bride, Rhapsody of Fire, Rotting Christ, Samuel, Sodom, Subway to Sally, Thurfing?
I have never heard of that.
It's the word surfing with a lisp. Thurfing.
I'm thurfing, guys.
Yeah, Suger?
Shooter?
Yeah, Tiresias, Tyr, Valenfear, and Visions of Atlantis.
And there's 20 left.
Wow, man. That is a there's some heavy hitters on that list, man.
It's very it's kind of like European black metal-y leanings.
Yeah, man.
Some of it. Bloodbath, that's awesome. A lot of people I saw post that this week, they're like, I never thought I'd be able to see that band. So if you want to go, you better get your 70,000 tons of metal tickets, bitch.
Man, I remember first time I went, the deluxe package tickets were $666 and 66 cents.
For the deluxe?
Yeah, that was that
totally
was
worth it.
Yeah, yeah, that was for the deluxe package, not including airfare.
Right, you got to get yourself there.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself there. Speaking of which, Metalocalypse has a strange phenomena going on right now. Obviously, they've been off the air for a little while. Yeah, 2013. It's been that long. Wow, that's weird. So just after the fourth season. But somebody or a new website has been created called MetalocalypseNow.com. If you go there, and you should go there, because I want you to tell me what the countdown is to, they have a countdown that they started at 7 days. I know it's 4 days something. So it's a countdown, and in 4 days, so by the next time you hear from us on this podcast, we'll have some news about Metalocalypse.
Yep, it's 4 days, 13 hours, 47 minutes, and 36 seconds. 35, 34,
33. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, so who knows, man? I know that they were offering up the possibility of, like, crowdfunding it, which I'm sure would be effective.
What if it's, what if it ends the end of the countdown and it's just the staff of Metalocalypse just, like, waving?
It's like,
hi, guys.
Brennan Small's ball sack. Like, you got the goat, bitch. So if you missed it, Iron Maiden announced that they're coming on a North American tour. Playing a few select dates. Actually, it's really short tour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I guess those are the only dates that are announced so far. It's stretching from late February to mid-April, and they are playing the Tacoma Dome on April 11th.
Hmm.
With a band. This logo is so tiny down in the corner. It looks like it says Raven's Day or Raven something. Some band I've never heard of on tour with Iron Maiden. How does that happen? Do bands buy their way onto tours like this? It's got it, or like a record label, or it's a friend, or it's like one of their kids' bands, something like that. It's got to be some kind of, because Iron Maiden's got to give the thumbs up.
Yeah, you know,
and the last couple times they played here, there was no opener.
Well, you don't really need one.
Of course not.
You know, I've always
Raven Age.
I've never even heard of that band.
I haven't either.
You know, I've always kind of wondered just how in touch the guys in Iron Maiden are. You know, if they're more on the
in terms of music?
Yeah, if they're more on the Phil camp or more on the Vinnie Paul camp.
I'm sure it's kind of all, there's six dudes in that band. And we know Bruce is really busy.
Yeah.
With a lot, and I'm sure they all are also.
I mean, I know Bruce,
I know
Dickinson,
they're probably fairly well off, so they can kind of just do what they want.
I know Bruce mostly just listens to classical and a lot of opera from what I've read.
I believe it.
Not too sure about the other members. Maybe a listener can enlighten us.
Let's find out. There are going to be two new Pantera compilations coming out this fall, just in time for the stockings. They're going to be doing a... One is going to be called History of Hostility. It's going to be a 9-track Pantera primer, whatever that means. That's going to be some of the band's most legendary tracks from all five studios. So it's basically another Pantera best of. They're like, all right, let's just pick the good songs. So it's coming out on October 30th. And then, on the flip side of that concept, Rhino Records is going to be releasing a compilation called The Complete Studio Albums, 1990 to 2000. So Cowboys from Hell, Vulgar Display of Power, Far Beyond Driven, The Great Southern Trendkill, and Reinventing the Steel. And all the 7-inches with like the rare non-album stuff. Piss is going to be on there. The song they did for Dracula 2000 is going to be on there. So literally everything.
That's kind of cool. So, sorry, I'm still kind of reading this article a little bit, trying to wrap my head around what's going on. So, the title is Prague Court Rejects Damages Claim by Lamb of God singer Randy Blythe.
Yeah, because you can't work while you're in jail.
Yeah, and,
I mean, you can, but you ain't going to get
Let's see. So Bly's lawyer in the Czech Republic, Michael Sikora, told the Associated Press the court on Wednesday dismissed his request to be paid 15.555 million Czech koruna, approximately $640 and
$640,000.
And let's see.
So, well, basically, okay. So when he's not working, he's losing all the money, right?
Right.
Which he doesn't get to sue for because that's conjecture. But what he did have to pay was a $400,000 bail, and it was like something like obviously all the travel back and forth. Like he promised to come back to finish the trial out, which he did. But dude, he paid all kinds of money. Yeah. Oh, and then the parents, they wanted another $500,000 from him too, which apparently isn't going to happen. So basically, he just got jacked for like $600,000.
That's a bummer.
You just got jacked by a government. You just got jacked by a comm block Eastern f***ing European government, dude.
Oof.
That's some straight extortion. Terrifying.
It's messed up, man.
Never going over there.
So in happier news, Phil Anselmo has another new project. This is, will be his 300th band project.
Yeah, 300,000.
So this actually looks really, really cool. The new project is called Scour, and it features members of the members are John Jarvis of Pig Destroyer, Gorefug Nosebleed, and Fulgora, Derek Engman from Cattle Decapitation, Chase Frazier from Animosity and Decrepit Birth, and Jesse Schobel from Strong Intention and Cast the Stone. That is a
that's cool.
Very impressive lineup. So said the man himself, the Scour thing was something that just popped up, and it's something that I think I can kill. Something I can lay it out. The short songs is a short EP, and that's something I can knock out, I guess, after Superjoint is done with the Danzig tour. He went on to say, I think there's one of the fellows from Cattle Decapitation, but it's predominantly, in my ear, modernish black metal sounding, thrashy black metal type stuff. I'm going to put my own spin on it. I don't have to sound like your boy from Gorgoroth to get the point across, man.
Satan.
There's other ways of singing over that type of music, and I shall employ many styles.
Get weird, Phil.
I'm stoked about this, man. That sounds promising.
They said it was going to be what, like blackened thrashy stuff?
Blackened thrashy grind.
Yeah, that's quite a lineup.
You know, I feel like when you're in a band that's big enough, kind of on that level, not referring to Phil, but guys from Cattle Decapitation, Gorefug Nosebleed, and Pig Destroyer, and things like that, you know, it's kind of a quick, easy extra couple of bucks in the cash. It's like, hey, let's just get together with a couple of these other dudes that we've toured with for years.
Yeah, that's probably the fringe benefit.
Crank out a quick EP and, you know.
When you're Phil and you're in Pantera, you're just like,
yeah, whatever, man.
I'll just do whatever.
I'll jam with you.
I don't care.
I'll jam it. Let's jam it.
With the boy.
Ready to jam it. Let's jam it.
You want to take this next one? Because I think it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, Tim... Okay, so Tim Comerford, who is the bass player of Rage Against the Machine, famous for climbing the tower at the MTV Music Video Awards in the late 90s.
Which was hysterical.
And almost knocking the whole thing down, which was great. But he just did an interview with Rolling Stone apologizing for Limp Bizkit. Apparently last year at a show, and this is... Yeah, Limp Bizkit's still playing shows. Fred Durst told the crowd, yo, this is dedicated to the rap rock band that started this shit. Before launching into a cover of Rage's Killing in the Name. Killing in the Name. Killing in the Name.
Could you just do all of Metal Shop doing your Durst impression?
Hey. No, I can't. No, there's no way.
So, this Metal Shop. So this is what Cattle Decap.
He said, I do apologize for Limp Bizkit. I really do. I feel really bad that we inspired such bullshit. They're gone, though. That's the beautiful thing. There's only one left, and that's Rage. And as far as I'm concerned, we're the only one that matters. But then later on this week, Tim also went on to say that he didn't believe ISIS was real and that the United States government created it just so that we would have something to go blow up. So I don't really know where he's at. I mean, obviously he's in Rage Against the Machine, so he's got some, you know, extreme politics, to say the least. But yeah, apology accepted though for Limp Bizkit. That's cool, man. I remember Nookie. I'm not gonna say I didn't like it.
So it looks like Metallica's Found something else to put their name on. Metallica guitarist Kirk Hammett. His new guitar pedal, the Ghoul Screamer, is going to be made available on Halloween. And it looks like it's going to be a overdrive pedal with all kinds of bells and whistles on it.
What is it? It's got...
I'm trying to read the...
It allows you to look like it's got an EQ, so you've got bass, mids, and...
And it looks like
what they're calling body.
It looks like it's got a
It's got a compressor,
a bass,
an
boost,
overdrive,
a high boost, a boost. Boost.
They were just like, hey, we're gonna take everything and put it into a. What did they say here? They said it's perfect for everything. It's a Kirk had a very specific vision for the Ghoul to perfect a circuit loved by generations and create massive tones that redefine overdrive.
Well, what circuit are they?
I have no idea. What I do know about anything that's created for...
If it's the Ghoul Screamer, I bet it's based off the Green Screamer.
Probably. But it's... There's five more switches added to it. So it's going to expand the sound palette, it says. So unless I can... I'm sure on YouTube you can watch it, but like...
I love this eating grin that he's got on his face as he's holding this thing up.
Me. I'm Kirk. Here's my pedal.
Look at the picture on top, dude. He looks like he's taking a sh** in his pantaloons. Why do they pick, like, the weirdest pictures?
I don't know.
Like, on purpose.
God, this picture looks like a kid at a science fair that just, like, won a prize. And his parents want to take, like, the picture. I made this.
God. Good Jesus Christ. You hear the article about that kid that made the clock and took it to school, and the teachers called the cops.
Yeah.
Good thing he's not that kid.
I made this pedal.
Get on the floor.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. Crazy talk, man.
Yeah. Somebody on Facebook had the theory that, well, the kid made the clock to get intentionally to get arrested so he could get invited to the White House. Because the president,
so he can get in there and blow it up.
So the president invited him to bring the clock.
Tight.
Little did you know, it actually is a bomb. Goodbye, Obama. Obama.
Messed up, that poor kid.
Corey Taylor continues to add to his resume, and he's going to be lending his voice to the BBC series Doctor Who. But he's in a kind of a non-traditional way. So he's not going to be an actor in it. It's just his voice. So he's going to be voicing the deep and terrifying roar to the alien warlord known as Fisher King.
Hmm.
So he's going to be lending his voice to the character.
Yeah.
So apparently it's a massive green alien that has tons of horns protruding all over the body.
That sounds kind of metal.
So, yeah, that's pretty rad. Good for him, man. It's just cool to see dudes expanding. And Corey Taylor is a good guy. He wasn't always a good guy, but he's tried to atone for a lot of his weird shit. And for how hugely, insanely popular his bands are, he's really down to earth. So, I'm not trying to, like, SSD right now, but it's cool. Just, man. Success comes to people that deserve it most of the time.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.